Essay 10, Companionship of Books, Samuel Smiles. Books possess an essence of immortality. They are by far the most lasting products of human effort. Temples and statues decay, but books survive. Time is of no account with great thoughts, which are as fresh today as when they first passed through their authors' minds ages ago. What was then said and thought still speaks to us vividly as ever from the printed page. The only effect of time has been to sift out the bad products, for nothing in literature can long survive but what is really good. Books introduce us into the best society, and they bring us into the presence of the greatest minds that have ever lived. We hear what they say and did. We see them as if they were really alive. We sympathize with them, enjoy with them, grieve with them. Their experience becomes ours, and we feel as if we were, in a measure, actors with them in the scenes which they describe. The great and good do not die even in this world. Embalmed in their books, their spirits walk abroad. Their book is a living voice. It is an intellect to which one still listens. Hence we ever remain under the influence of the great men of old. The imperial intellects of the world are as much alive now as they were ages ago.